Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
阅读、科技、旅行，生活可以很大。对话设计、学习、思考不嫌太多。这里是 iTunes 获奖播客《狗熊有话说》，一听就停不下来的哦。Hello， 您好，您正在收听的是《狗熊有话说》Bear Talk。一个关于设计、科技、阅读与个人成长主题的中英双语播客。我是大狗熊 Bear， 一位生活在新西兰的用户体验设计师。这期节目呢，使用英文为默认语言。如果您感兴趣的话，请继续往下收听。如果您更想收听中文的节目，请保持关注狗熊有话说的播客更新，会有更多精彩的中文节目持续进行更新。本期节目呢，在大狗熊的另一档专门针对英文听众的频道 Bear Academy 首发。如果您对设计、职场、效率提升等主题的英文内容感兴趣，不妨订阅我的播客 Bear Academy， 或是关注我的 YouTube 频道 Bear Talk。 播客呢，可以在苹果的 Podcasts或是 Spotify 搜索订阅，视频呢可以在 YouTube 搜索 Bear Talk 或者是 Bear Academy 就可以订阅了。我的 YouTube 频道有中文和英文两个账号，分别发布中文和英文不同的视频内容。如果您感兴趣的话，不妨两个账号同时关注。感谢您的收听，请继续。
You've borrowed a book from the library or from one of your friends, and while you are reading it, you find, wow, this book is amazing, I want to take some notes. But it's a book that you borrowed, don't belong to you, and you can't do anything on the book. How would you do that? How would you take notes from the books you borrowed? Check this video.I'll show you a tip that I'm using, and it will definitely helpful for you to take on notes while you're reading. Hello, and welcome to this channel. I'm Bear, your host, a designer who lives and works in Auckland, New Zealand. I think many people have this experience. You borrowed a great book from a local library or from one of your friends, and you find, wow, this book is amazing, I really want to take some notes. But if it's yourself, if it's your book, yeah, it doesn't matter if you do anything on the book. You can write, you can fold the page, and then you can tear one of the page down if you like and carry it with you because it's your book. But this case,It's not your book. It's other people's property. And then you can't change anything on the book. So how would you take notes? And I think a lot of people will take notes with a pencil. And then after that, you can erase all the marks from the book. It's a good way. And also, probably you might just fold the page.To make a mark, and then after that you just type all the notes you've created on your laptop, and then return the book. But these two ways still can make a small damage of the book, which I don't recommend. And here I suggested two ways that we can use external medium to take notes. For example, you can use a note.While you're reading books, you can use a notebook to take notes on the notebook, and it doesn't change anything. Or you can use sticky notes, which is something I recommend to take notes while you are reading books. And the reason I'm suggesting you can use sticky notes, there are a lot of benefits. The first one is it's flexible, right? You can just write something on sticky note and stick to the page, and then, it works. And second, it's quite straightforward to the point, because you are using this medium and it's unlikely you will write the whole story on a small sticky note. You probably just capture some keywords or the summary of the things you are interested, which is the best way to take notes from reading books. And then, strike to the point. And also, I think it's a really good way to make it looks visually shows that the knowledge you've got from the book, it's actually a great visual indicator. For example, when I'm reading books and after I take some notes, and you can see here is the pages I feel, it's interesting, and then I took notes from reading, and it visually shows that the knowledge and shows the highlights of this book. And the next one, which I think the most important benefit of taking notes with a sticky note, is that after you're reading, you can lay out all the notes on table or on the wall, and then you can synthesize the knowledge. You can make an affinity map, what we're calling in UX design, and make all the knowledge according to different themes or different topics, and group them in different chunks, and take a photo of all of the knowledge you take from reading the book. So this is really helpful and really productive. And last one, I think, generally it's cheap, right? It just costs you a few bucks for buying a lot of sticky notes, and you can use while you're reading. And if you're working in the office, probably you can grab some from the office supply desk for free, right? Please don't sue me. And it definitely doesn't damage the book, so I really recommend that you can use it. And here I can show you the example I'm doing while you're reading this book, The Barefoot Investor. By the way, this is a great book. I really highly recommend if you live in Australia or New Zealand. This is probably the only one financial books you're going to read. So while I'm reading the book, I started to use the sticky notes to take notes of reading the book. And you can see this is note of this page or of this chapter. And then after reading a few more pages, I found, I can use Sharpie to make notes, because this looks really visually easier to capture the message. And then I feel, because I'm using a Sharpie, I need to make the notes clear and easy to understand, and short and sweet. So this is something I really recommend while you're reading the book. Just carry a Sharpie and a sticky note and to take notes. So and sometimes I even make some drawing of the sticky notes. And then here you can see, after I finish reading this book, another thing I would do, I would take out all the sticky notes and list it on a large piece of paper, or just stick them on the table and group them according to different themes or different topics. And maybe I will make some extra note on all the notes I'm taking directly from the book, and take a photo. And that's all. That's all the knowledge I've got from reading this book. I hope you like this methods. Because it doesn't damage book, and it's quite cheap, and it's not hard to do that, and it's fun, right? So hope you like it. And if you have anything about reading books, about how you take notes while reading, please leave a comment below on this channel. And if you like this video, please hit the like button, If you haven't subscribed yet, please subscribe to support my channel. I'm Bear. I will talk to you in another chapter. Ciao.
您正在收听的是狗熊有话说 Bear Talk， 一个关于设计、科技、阅读与个人成长的中英双语播客。您的推荐与分享是我继续制作节目的最佳动力，请您在收听节目的平台呢，通过评论留下您的观点，或者是给节目点赞。如果碰到您喜欢的某期节目，请在自己熟悉的社交网络发布分享，或者是向朋友推荐。我的网站呢是 beartalking.com， 这期播客的所有详细信息呢可以在 voice.beartalking.com 进行查询。也希望您能订阅我的 YouTube 频道或者是微信公众号，搜索狗熊有话说五个汉字，狗熊有话说即可以找到。谢谢。